From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Most of us would have heard the saying that there are lies, damned lies, and statistics. Most of us would have been confused by the politicians using two different measures in describing a situation like, we have an 150% increase in government spending, and this means that the $1 million over the next 3 years will, etc., etc. Here we have a percentage used without a reference point, and then an amount over time, but is it the same period of time? You see, without tying the values to a point that cannot be a valid comparison. Like the wording of a commercial, it is the perception of fact that is important rather than the absolute fact. Like, the burgers are better at. Then when we look at a major source of confusion recently, the polling done before the federal election. Consistently over about 3 years, the professional pollsters predicted that the opposition party would win. On the day, the government won the ballot. Questions from the pundits and the media became, how did they get it so wrong? Now, polling has a long history of over 100 years, and the methods used and the sampling techniques have become more refined as technology provided better solutions. It is not that computers make better decisions, but they do calculations so much faster that the analysis of the sampling techniques is easier to correct and refine. The general election results have been bandied about by self-interested parties and others, but the underlying principle is that if you don't include the right parameters, you will not get a correct result. In radio terms, it is like building an antenna. We use the formula to find out how long the element should be and cut accordingly. Should the antenna work? Possibly. Particularly at VHF and above, there has to be a correction factor or another parameter to get the length right. And that is the diameter to length, usually a half-wave ratio. Similarly, when constructing balance from coaxial cable, we must multiply by the velocity factor. Anyway, we can all understand that the polls neglected some factor or factors in their calculations on the net. Usually, one of the apps is the medium for collecting the data, and you may get to see the poll or you may not. Depending on where the poll was listed, say one website or on social media, we could all think of why we missed out on making our voice heard. We don't follow that site or the sorting algorithm outsorted our news feed. Automatically, we must question the results of the poll by virtue of its poor sampling method. Years ago, it was shown that telephone polls were skewed by the fact that generally, only people above a certain income level could afford a landline service. It was like trying to establish attitudes to electric cars by just polling prestige car owners. Unfortunately, it seems that some of this material is being fed up to our regulator as fact rather than opinion. Perhaps by posting a poll on a particular web page, you have a better chance of obtaining a result that supports your own opinions. That is confirmation bias. Maybe by not ensuring enough samples are collected or results are from select groups, the results are skewed by sampling error. And so what I'm saying is don't believe things just because you saw them on the web. Think it through and see if you found lies, damned lies, or statistics. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.